to your mom's house with your hosts, Tom Segura and Christina Pajitsky.
Mom?
Pull up your jeans, boy. Pull them up tight. Put your red up in shit. I live your whole life blind.
Bikes!
Next stop, round top. You better wipe down. Don't hesitate to listen to them mommies with the crown. Oh, wipe down. Or is it wipe up? Oh my god, seriously, fill her up a sailor shot. Oh yeah, and that's gooder than a bitch. I be flossing my teeth, 28 inch rim. My teeth be awfully shiny, man, hunky ass white. Who just bought it? Was that the old man? All I know is
bites!
Hey buddy, guess who it is, man? It be top dog, spread the knowledge all about the shits. Mommy T and Mommy C, flexing all the goodest guests, watching clips and talking shit, the mommy is the best. But I want to say this once before the show, man, mommy's for life, fuck being a bro, yo.
Been a long time since we heard it. I really Plum. Jammed. So good.
They get down.
I like when he goes, fuck being a bro. Mom is for life. Fuck being a bro. It's
he
so
knows,
good.
Man.
Yeah,
it's all about
it.
That momhood. That's what it's all about.
It's all about the matriarchy. Mom Segura.
Mom Segura.
Interesting. We've been getting some suggestions. Mom Segura and Chris Jeanza.
Yeah, or Christina Jeanzisky.
Jeanzisky.
Or Pajinsky.
Pajinsky. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Well, it's the first show of the year. 2015 is rolling. This is the first episode of Your Mom's House. I, as always, am your host, Mom Segura, along with Christina Pajinsky. And we're going to do that naturally. That rolls off the tongue. It's nice.
Christina Pajinsky.
Pajinsky.
Coming to you live.
Coming to you right now.
From your mom's house studio.
I hope you had a good New Year's, everybody listening. Your moms were in Austin, Momston, Texas. They really came out. They were great. It's a great city to go to.
Oh my gosh. Mommy even baked us a yellow cake with chocolate frosting, my favorite.
And we didn't get to see them, but the cheese moms.
Oh my
god. The guy that
gosh.
Works at the cheese shop.
Thank you, Jeans.
He sent his brother or somebody with cheeses. They were delicious. I preferred the softer cheese.
I didn't like the softer. I prefer a hard cheese.
Ooh.
Not so stinky, though. I like cheddars.
Yeah.
You yeah. like them real stinky and gooey.
No, I don't like them real stinky.
Like goat nuts.
No, no.
Fart cheeses.
Saw another big pair of nuts today at the gym.
You did?
Old guys. These old guys are really flaunting their balls.
That's one of the perks of being an adult.
I wanted to kind of say something. I just realized that's not, you know.
You can't be like, hey, nice nuts.
If it was like my uncle or something, yeah, I would be like, hey, uncle, you know, you got a great pair of balls on you.
Yeah.
But no, it's not allowed.
You can't really compliment a man on his moles.
It's an absurd reality.
Yeah. What kind of world do we live in where
what kind of world is this?
Can't compliment another man on his testicle size.
They really hang low.
Where are your jeans hanging?
Well, jeans, you know, I mentioned it before. I had to cancel Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, for show
this
business.
Week. For show business. You know, I booked a really small part on Workaholics, and I'm shooting it the day after tomorrow. So it's very exciting. It's very fun. And, you know, unfortunately, that TV stuff always trumps your stand-up gigs. But I'm going to come back. I'm going to figure out a date and try to work it out. I definitely want to meet some Des Moines jeans.
Some French Des Moines jeans.
Some French Midwestern jeans, you know.
Yeah.
But that's that. And then next week, His Majesty, Mom Segura,
Is Matt, I'm sorry, your royalty now?
Yeah, I'll be in Indianapolis at Morty's.
Okay, it's presumptuous, but okay.
Thursday, okay. Friday, Saturday. Okay. And then Sunday, I go to Top Dog's hometown, Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm doing the Laughing Derby on Sunday night. So hopefully if you're in any of those places, Indy or Louisville, you'll come see me. The following week, Pat House, or is it the following week? Yeah.
Look at your goddamn calendar. I just spent the last 30 minutes writing the calendar. Look how nice it is.
No, I have a week off. And then the final weekend of the month, January, I go to Kansas City Improv for the 29th, 30th, 31st. No Sunday, so obviously, because that's Super Bowl Sunday.
What about the 21st in Momvine?
Oh, my God, that's so huge.
Yeah, don't forget
such a huge date. Irvine, California. This is my only date on the books in Orange County, and I really hope you guys come out. It is a Wednesday night. It is the 21st, and I am in Irvine, Momvine.
Irvine, Orange County, not Irvine, Mexico.
Right. Irvine, Orange County, California, not Irvine, Mexico.
Don't drive to Mexico.
It's a huge show for me. I hope you can make it out. And then, yeah, the week after is Kansas City. I've added a bunch of stuff recently. I'm still looking for it to get on my website, but I did add West Palm Beach. I'm doing one night there in March.
That's March. Look at that. Yeah. March 5th.
March 5th,
that's a Thursday, March 5th.
Yes, so that's one night
and
only
And then Daytona,
there.
But that's a college.
It's a college gig, yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff, and of course I am going to be going to places like Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and Lafayette, Louisiana. So... please come see me. That's in February. There's a bunch of stuff, Jeans. It's all at TomSegura.com if you want tickets. And Jeans, what about you?
All right, Tiny Jeans. Pull them up in Pittsburgh. I'm sorry, Pittsburgh, PA.
That's right. Or Clitsburg.
Oh! I didn't even think of it. So yeah, Pittsburgh, Clitsburg, Pittsburgh. That's January 15th through 18th. And then I'm going to be doing Sketchfest in San Francisco. I'm sorry, Manfredisco, California, on January 30th and 31st. That's a Thursday and Friday at the Punchline in Manfredisco. And then, guys, your mothers love you so much. And we, listen, Tom and I don't like Valentine's Day. We think it's a bullshit consumer holiday. And if for those of you who agree with us, come join us in Pasadena. We're doing Your Mom's House live on Valentine's Day, Pasadena, California, in the second stage, that small room. And come celebrate with your mothers. Celebrate real love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Following week, February 19th through 21st, I will be at Morty's Comedy Club in Indianapolis. So Tommy's going to be there January 15th through 17th, and then I'm coming back the following month, February 19th through 21st. So catch us bang, 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 back to back months, your Jeans in the same club. Pretty rare. Also, go to my website. I have changed the name of my website. It is now called ThousandRanch.com. Thousand Ranch, my two favorite salad dressings mixed together. That's ThousandRanch.com for my tour dates.
That's the best name.
Finally, because it was so stupid, I was like, Christina Comedy, that's like a first year comics URL for a website. Like, Christina's funny. Like, oh no.
Yeah, but you're a nerd.
Such a hack. And then please listen to That's Deep Bro, my philosophy podcast. We're back. I'm back. I should say we, like it's plural. I'm back from a 2 week vacation. This week, we're doing the episode with Pat Keene on whether or not God exists, which is pretty interesting shit. Have a bunch of good guests coming up in 2015. So listen to that too.
Well, there you go. You can also, of course, go to like our Facebook page. It's yourfacebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. The Facebook page acts as a sort of unofficial forum. A lot of moms already post there.
A lot of mothers there.
Yeah. And we do it too. And we, you know, we put new episode stuff up and people have posted links and photos and whatnot. So please check that out. And of course, the store on our site on yourmomshousepodcast.com has a bunch of new stuff. There was a bike shirt. There's
Well, Theo, a lot of people in Momston were asking if we had those Theo shirts with us and we didn't travel with them, but you can buy them at yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Yeah. Big shout out to Plum, by the way, for that song. That's really fantastic. Yeah, you can buy the Theo, and then there's the new, you know, feel me, you feel me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I have to get
there's,
that.
There's a mug for that, and there's also a t-shirt.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean.
That literally is, you guys. It's those three sayings up and down, like all down the shirt.
It's really
cool. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
You feel me, what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's really so cool. Funny.
That's a great one.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I'm looking at this Bristol mug.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into this obviously in more detail in a minute here, but my browns have been pretty much like
you've been on
the
like
spectrum,
right? But one and two. Well, here, let's do the opening of the
show.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to blow this load before we even
on the pre-roll.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, look at this. Shit ain't no Chinese arithmetic, man. I know if I'm a motherfucking man, I ain't no woman, and I know you pulled to wipe your motherfucking self front and the bite. Next time I'm down there, I finna eat that pussy, and I can still smell the little piss on that pussy. I'ma tell your little pissy pussy ass to go right in there and take a bath.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky. Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
You do it. Yeah.
That was a really nice opening clip. Was that somebody reading from the Bible on Christmas Eve at Mass?
Yeah, it was. It was, did you like it or no?
It was really poignant and really thoughtful.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. You got to wipe front to back. Is that what he's talking about? He doesn't have to pee on the vagina or something stupid like
that's
that?
That's plies. And, you know, he's got a lot. Somebody, I don't know if I was tagged in it or somebody sent me this link today, but he's got a lot of, like little clips like that.
Like thoughtful insights.
Really fantastic.
Yeah.
He did this, you might know him, he's on this one with Jeezy.
What's up? 103.
shit fine. 12:45, about that time.
You know this one?
No, it really? Sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What the, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't understand.
They're losing his mind. You know, you don't know that song. Okay. Well, anyways.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought, do I? Oh, I own it. Yeah. It's in my phone. I was listening to it today. Before I meditated, I listened to this. Gets me in the mood.
You know what's funny is that our
very calming.
We got these new My phones,
the Jitterbug phone,
the Jitterbug, and I have this.
It's so big.
It is so.
But I'm so old now that I like that the font's bigger. I can see it now.
Well, I guess for some reason, I guess a long time ago, we did an episode where we played all these little clips of like before I had the Soundboard app.
Yeah.
I used to just cut things into iTunes and play that.
Uh-huh.
Well, they stayed in my phone.
Oh,
like,
right.
They stayed
right.
in my iTunes, but for some reason it never synced with my old one, but my new one, I just like was listening to the songs and between songs it would just go like, oh, this is
not. It's real time.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Is this not playing?
Put it. Oh, how are you going to play that on the pooter? Oh, did you plug it in? There, yeah. How the fuck? I don't know why you fuck with them old jealous snowman having assholes anyway. Yeah. Real, I love this. Talk. Real talk. I was at a club with who? Real talk. Like real talk. Real talk.
See? Bullshit, watch
your mouth. That's amazing.
Great, right?
Bitch, I wish you would burn my motherfucking clothes. I love it. Fuck I love me. It. Bitch, fuck you. Real talk.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, right?
That might be my favorite R. Kelly song.
It's pretty amazing. He, but Plies has like, you're going to love this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go through this.
Okay. Okay, Tom Segura. Okay, Tom Segura. Okay.
Let me see.
You do it. You do you, boo.
You do you.
First of all, which Braxton are you feeling?
Mild, right, bitch.
Huh?
Y'all nigga be all.
What Braxton are you feeling like today?
Ooh, I'm a little like frustrated right now.
Really?
Just with this cord.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So I guess Tracy.
You're Tracy?
I think so.
I'm feeling like Tracy.
No.
Well, I'm feeling kind of snacky and kind of like chunky and...
I feel real chunky.
Yeah. It's after the holidays.
Yeah, I went to the gym and I was just looking in the mirror and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I try not to look. I'll try not to look in the mirror when I'm naked or like when you pass by the mirror naked.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not worth it right now. Wait, so what else did you find?
Let's see what he
because I've got them in my iTunes too, like I'll rip clips and stuff.
Yeah.
So my
Spine
iTunes
gonna fit before you go to the club, bitch. Make sure your mouth right, bitch. Y'all nigga be all in nigga phase, old sour mouth ass nigga. All that kicking, bitch. You see I'm frowning up, bitch. I'm trying to tell you something, nigga.
Yeah, he's pretty
that
great.
That was neat.
Yeah.
Huh. That was very thoughtful. Yeah,
some of y'all be thinking this shit real. This shit ain't real, man.
Yeah.
30-45 minutes later, you stand over there. Say something. Say what? Bitch, I done got off already. Mm-hmm. You better do something.
That's a pretty good one. This
you motherfucker
good.
Would go through my phone, then find something come out. Well, what's this? Fuck you. Bitch, you tell me what it is.
Is this Cat Williams' new hour?
who she is? You think I'm a motherfucking tell you and to help knock me off?
Is this Pimp Cup or whatever?
Pimp Cup.
Is that his special?
You got a slow leak in them titties that I done came out of them titties because you done had a baby a cup of churn. I can handle that. Why don't you take your shirt off just, now I know shit ain't right up under that.
You know what would be really funny?
But if I got to take that
Why are you interrupting him?
As if we found out that this was what Bill Cosby talks like privately.
Yeah.
And like the whole time he's been super thuggish at home. Camille's just like, got to listen to him talk
the
about
The Cosby
it.
Files.
Bitch, motherfucker, well, bitch.
Like, he's just like.
Wish I brought them titties fall. Now you like one of them motherfucking ladies all the National Geographic. It gonna be a problem.
Yeah, he's like. He's all. Now, sometimes, you know, I'll ask for a little bit of extra salt on my hoagie. And then it's
right.
Like, camera's on. He's like.
You got a slow leak in them titties that I done came out of them titties because you done had a baby a cup of churn. I can handle that. Why don't you take your shirt off there? Now I know shit ain't right up under there. I'm gonna keep it moving. But if I gotta take that motherfucking push up bra and titties fall, now you like one.
Like, Kaz, you're out of control.
What? America's dad.
Well, if I'm a motherfucking man, I ain't no woman, and I know you pulled the wipe your motherfucking self front and bite.
We did this one.
So he's the rapper.
He's the rapper, yeah. Yeah.
He's just spitting
out. Ain't no star this box and shit, but y'all owe me a motherfucking apology. Because y'all ain't tell a bit, though, I don't. But from here on out, I'm wearing briefs, bitch. The motherfucking boss will have them nuts hanging.
What?
Make you act like you're 60.
What the fuck is... I didn't understand a word.
He said that whoever got him into boxers owes him an apology because his balls hang out of it. He's going to get. He's gonna go back to briefs, yeah.
See, I wish I could have understood that.
Hey, bro, I don't even know who started this box and shit, but y'all owe me a motherfucking apology. Because y'all ain't tell a bit, though, I don't.
Yeah.
But from here on out, I'm wearing briefs, bitch.
How do you understand?
Motherfucking boss will have them nuts hanging.
Jesus Christ.
Make you act like you're 60.
Dude, that was like, you just decoded that. I don't understand that.
I love this account. This is great. I can't wait.
You're really understanding him. You guys are jibing.
Yeah, we're buddies.
15 by elevation, man. You motherfucker who still walk to the car with your shoes in your hand after the club. I can't be fucked up with y'all this year. You motherfucker who still put that weave in the microwave to get them curls in it. I can't be fucked up with y'all this year. Ain't none personal, just elevate.
Wow. No clue what's happening there.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on. Anyways. I think the real thing is that he's saying that he's smelling piss. Tasting it, I guess, when he's going down on some chicks. And he's like, clean that shit up. What do you think?
I mean, I don't, and I'm not sure, like, why does he have to put that on YouTube? Why can't, you know what I'm saying? Why can't he tell the lady, like, hey, your vagina tastes like urine? Maybe you could.
Well, he was just putting it out there.
To the world.
Public service, yeah.
That's nice. Hey, can we talk about my Browns?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, go right ahead.
So I'm looking at the chart right now on my mug.
Mm-hmm.
And in Austin, I had a lot of number ones. Mm-hmm. It says separate hard lumps like nuts. And then in parentheses, hard to pass. Yeah. I had that. And then I went to number
that
two.
That mug never stops giving,
it's the
man.
Best.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I had two where it was sausage shaped but lumpy.
Yeah.
I had that.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that?
A guy fell down the stairs and then farted.
Wait, did you fart in front of my doctor yesterday? Wait, who did you fart in front of that was wrong?
Oh.
That? It must have been something I ate. You'd better get yourselves right over there.
I don't know what the fuck.
Well, I think we...
Okay, sorry about that.
Hey, who did you fart in front of? And you're like, well, they're going to know I'm a pig. It was in Austin. You farted in front of the staff.
Oh, the door was open. You're like, the door's open. That's what it was. We were in the green room. The door's open.
Yeah.
And in that one, the door, it's in the kitchen. So the kitchen staff is right there. And I farted pretty loud. And you're like, the door's open. I was like, oh, you know, they're here with us.
You know, they're here with us. Yeah.
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 Ooh. Ooh.
That's my favorite.
Ooh, that's a girl.
I like the fake turn on. Ooh. I like your fart.
You did have this thing where you went... You went into like every category this week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So then it happened in Momston. I got constipated because we were on the road and I was eating fucking road fare.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
Usually, see, road ass can go either way. Road ass can go loose stools, number six or number seven. Number seven looks like the Valdez oil spill. Wait, let me read it. Can I read it? Number seven says watery, comma, no solid pieces, period. Entirely liquid in bold.
Oh my gosh.
Number type six, fluffy pieces with ragged edges, comma, a mushy stool.
Did you have that, though?
No, but where I'm at right now is a three, like a sausage, but with cracks on its surface. So what I had to do, because I wasn't type one when we came home, it was hard to pass.
Yeah.
I made poop soup. I had two bowls of poop soup, and then I had a bunch of berries, and then the next morning I drank coffee, and I made like a number two. And then I'm working my way back to like a perfect four.
Yeah, I
like a sausage or a snake, smooth and soft. That's a number four.
I had a six yesterday.
Let me see. Oh, I I thought you were vomiting because you were like huffing it. You were like, ah, like I heard you making sounds.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. It was pretty intense.
Well, walk me through it. What happened?
It was the sushi, remember? And then I went to that wardrobe fitting and the and the table read. for workaholics, and I put some work in there.
Did you fart in front of them?
No, but I shit pretty massively twice there.
Did they know?
Nah, I don't think so. Okay. One of the guys did, who I later found out was he's an actor, like not one of the three, you know, main dudes, but one of the other guys. Yeah,
yeah.
He saw me in there a couple times, and he was like, "Oh, this guy keeps shitting," that kind of thing.
You're gonna be known as the shitting guy.
Hope so. Maybe that could be a new character.
Well, you know what happened in Austin? I'm sorry, Momston this week. First of all, Happy New Year's, guys. We had a really fun New Year's week in Momston. Thank you for coming out. But a wonderful thing happened this week is that I farted. I farted in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, what did you say?
I said I was really proud of you.
No.
And impressed. No, I said you fart like a man.
Yes. And I go, is that the master telling the apprentice good work?
It pretty much was. I mean, you really, really took it to another level. It was huge, and it was followed by like a gasp. You had a gasp because you had to exert so much force.
That's the messed up part with number ones, like type ones in the Bristol stool charts, mm-hmm. is that you have a lot of gas, and then you think like, oh, I'm really going to make brown, because what do farts do? Farts push the shit out, like my mother always said. But then I'd sit down, it was just a lot of wind.
Yeah.
And kibble. Just a little kibbles.
We, you know, we kind of struck out, sadly, with food. This week, and we shouldn't, because Austin's a great town, but we, you know, we had a bad location for a hotel. We had a hotel,
God.
You know, one of those hotels right off a highway where,
and
it's not like really next to anything.
No,
certainly without a car, it wasn't really walking distance.
There was like a sad Denny's.
Yeah,
it was a Denny's. Even that people forgot.
You know, that was like, I mean. It's walkable, but it was cold, and we didn't, you know.
It was a bad week for us.
We weren't dressed for it. It was just bad.
And then Uber just started there.
Yeah.
And we
Holy shit. How is that? I've never had that before in another city. And everyone kept saying, well, Uber just started, but I don't know what that has to do with why everyone was like, we had.
Jesus Christ.
10 Uber drivers. All of them but two were terrible drivers. Mm. Like, so. I mean, even if they had been, you know, they didn't just learn to drive that week. They were bad drivers.
They were, and especially like, oh, you've never used GPS before, bro?
I know, man.
Before you became an Uber driver?
The guy's driving in the rain, steering the wheel with his left hand, holding his phone that's on navigation with his right, and he's looking at the phone more than, that makes me crazy.
Makes me crazy, too.
And the other guy, you know, he was like, oh, well, it just kind of rerouted me this way. Is this the way to go? I'm like, I don't know. I don't fucking live here.
No, he goes, is this the way to go? And it's through the mall.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, bro, I'm pretty sure.
That's a parking lot.
Yeah. Maybe not through the fucking lot. How about streets? Can we drive on streets with names?
Yeah.
You fucking moron.
The one guy was real decent,
though. Jesus Christ.
He was decent because he had already fucked up five times.
Yeah.
And then we get to the exit. He drives. He goes, I think that was the exit. And I was like, yep. So right then and there, he stopped. He ended the ride because these guys can get lost and drive and just charge you for being lost.
Oh, yeah, man.
So that was at least decent of him to do.
Yeah, that was fair. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. It was. Yeah, it was,
but even a little gesture like that will, like, you know, make me feel better. I don't want to hate the guy anymore.
No, but my favorite was we got a man who clearly was a former cabbie. He was one of those, his car smelled like some kind of empanada. We get in and it's just, hey, one word, hello. And then comes the music. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Do, do,
he got
do,
down.
Do. That was like Puerto Rican pride in the car. He's got like a, did you see his bag of spice that was hanging from the rear view?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like a miscellaneous sack, a satchel of herbs of some kind of witchcraft. And then just blaring that Puerto Rican music, and then slamming on the brakes and going, slamming on the brakes and going, slamming. And that makes me crazy when they drive like assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, bro, there we go. This is it. Hey.
When I stay loyal to our state champ. Yeah. I don't mean to brag, but it's red.
Yeah, you can roll down the window.
Represents me, represents all my boricuas in the streets. All my boricuas.
Yeah. Slamming on the brakes.
That dude was one, actually, but I was more disturbed. See, he didn't bother me as much.
That bothers me because Uber is supposed to be the opposite of this experience.
I know, but I was much more bothered by the guy who was clearly mentally ill, and it was his first, we were his first ride ever. Yeah. He's much more disturbing to me. So this guy, we're staying in a hotel that has nothing walking distance to anything. So we have to do our, when you live on the road, you end up doing your grocery shopping sometimes at gas stations.
Right.
So we go there just to get essentials, you know, and have yogurt for the morning, get some protein bars, get some snacks, waters.
Half and half.
Yeah, everything.
Half and half, bro. God
so we do
it.
All that. I press the button. Great thing about Uber is Uber lets you see where, like once somebody takes your ride, it shows you like how they're driving. I mean, even before you could see where the cars are kind of situated. So it's like, this dude has accepted your call. He's coming. So I see him. He's like 4 minutes away. He's on the, it's on I-35, like, you know, whatever, going kind of past us. And then he comes in our direction. I see, I go, okay. And then I see him drive right past the exit. And then he keeps going. And then I watch him drive a few miles down. I'm watching the time thing that shows you how long increase. So instead of being 4 to 3 to 2 minutes, it's going 5, 6, 7.
That's the worst.
And then I see him. He turns. And then he's coming he's coming back in the direction. Then he's like, goes past that. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then, of course, I finally see him exit the right exit, and he's coming towards us, and I see it go into the gas station, and then he drives right past. I'm like, oh, man. So now I text him, hey, you drove past, and then he finally calls, and I go, hey. He goes, yeah, I'm not real sure how this works. I'm by a Exxon gas station, and I go, no, I'm at the Exxon gas station. He goes, yeah, I'm next door. And I go, okay. I just told you where I'm at, though. I'm at Exxon.
This is how this works. Yeah. You come to us.
Yeah. Uber. And then I see a guy like on the phone, and I go, is that you? And he's like, yeah. And I go, I think we'll just come to you, because I realized that this was not going to get resolved. He's like, yeah, okay. We get over there. He's like, sorry, I've never done that. I'm like, oh, fuck. It's his first time ever.
Yeah.
Then he's like, do you have any preferred routes to go? I'm like,
get your life.
No, man. I just sent you the hotel. Just take us to the hotel. Can't fucking figure out how to get to the hotel. Like, the whole thing made me crazy.
The best part of that guy, though, is he kept asking us how we were doing. Yeah. Like, he's like, so how you doing?
Yeah.
We're like, we're still good.
Yeah, but,
and how are you doing today?
Yeah, like, what's that from?
Still good. Richard Christie.
Richard Christie,
prank
yeah.
call. How you doing?
How you doing?
And I'm good. And yourself? I'm okay. How
yeah,
are you?
He did.
He kept doing that.
So did you have a good holiday? Like, yeah. So it was good. Yeah. Y'all having a good time in Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you today?
Y'all have a good holiday? Yeah, no, we did.
We're still good, thank you. Yeah. Which I know there is the politeness, you know. I just felt like there's a lot of dopes. And then the weirdest thing is that in our hotel, so we had to move rooms because the first night we get there, and apparently somebody opened up a daycare center in the room next to us, and there were kids just screaming and yelling and jumping on the bed, and the parents were loud. We called downstairs 3 times, still wasn't resolved. So finally they shut the hell up. So we move rooms because it's you know, New Year's Eve is coming.
Yeah.
The lady goes, well, you don't want to be on floors 7, 8, or 9. And we're like, what?
I'm glad she gave us a heads up, though.
Shit, me too.
She moved us to a quiet floor.
To what room, bro?
420. Ah. Ah. Yeah, 420.
Yeah. Ah. So we're at room 420. And then the weirdest thing, man, we're in the lobby, we're eating, and we see, like, grown adults coming in with, like, crates of booze and ice.
Yeah.
Like, how old are you? What are you, 19 years old, and you've rented a hotel room? These people are, like, our age, like, partying in the rooms? Like,
unbelievable.
Who does that?
I know, and the thing that really amazed me was...
we're partying in this weird Holiday Inn in Midland, Texas.
You're supposed to do that when you're underage. That's
right.
Point,
yeah, you know? That's what we did in high school.
Because you don't have nowhere... You can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So you get your case of beer and you get the Holiday Inn room.
Sure.
And you're like...
Trash it.
Yeah. And, but you get hammered somewhere that you can actually, like, sit down and relax. Yeah. Right? And have fun. But, like, I know, you see, like, a 40-year-old guy. Like, what are you doing, man? But the best was that I sat at the bar, the hotel bar. I can remember it like verbatim. The guy walks in and the bartender goes, he's like, "Do you want a Budweiser?" He's like this effeminate.
Henry the gay Latin.
He's so sweet,
he's
though.
The best, yeah.
And the guy goes, "How'd you know? I ain't got my Bud hat or my Bud koozie or nothing." Mm. And he's like, "I just know." He's like, I just know I like Bud. Yeah, I love Bud." And he's like, "Okay." And he gives him his Budweiser. The guy starts drinking it, and he's like, "It's my birthday. And it's a birthday present from my mom." Now he's like, he's older than me, for sure.
Yeah, my mommy.
Yeah, my mommy gave me like, he's like, I'm assuming he's turning like 40, maybe 42 or something. So, I mean, because I'm not 42, I'm like 30.
You look it.
Right.
You look 48.
So, 48, we're up to 48 now. So, then another guy comes in and he's like, "Hey, yeah." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "They put me in 717. How about you?" And he goes,
I walked in on this part.
He goes, "I'm an 813. And the guy goes, "Yeah, I'm 717. And the guy goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah, I mean, it's a king size bed. I ain't got no complaints." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm 717. And he goes, "Yeah." And they just like looked at each other and he was like, "It's going to be a good time." Like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? Like, they said their room number to each other 3 times each. And then he's like looking at him, my birthday, my mama gave me this room here. I ain't got to drive back till tomorrow. 717.
Maybe it was like gay code. Maybe it was like, "I'm in room 8, whatever.
No, I don't
come
think
to my
so.
Room and fuck me later.
Did you get a look at those?
Suck my Budweiser."
Did you get a look at those two guys?
I did, bro.
I don't think so.
I think you were just witness to the dumbest conversation in the world.
You guys fucking... But then I started to think about... We started to talk about it, too, how, like, man, for some people, the saddest people in the world, that their reality is that. Yeah. For them, that's reality.
That's the conversation.
That is the conversation. And you hear those conversations sometimes, like at a bar or something, where you're like, what the fuck is this person's life like?
Yeah, where were we? Where I was like, we were overhearing some two girls talking. Oh, and I was like, if I had to have this conversation they're having, I would blow my goddamn brains out.
Yeah.
It was something like, and then I found a coupon, and the coupon was 2 for 50 cents, and I thought, I gotta go and get the... You're like, what? And then I dropped off Timmy at soccer practice, and and he really had knee surgery. And Jesus Christ, is this what people talk about? I can't hear this anymore.
It is what they talk about.
God, what a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it was. And then I heard these two girls came up to me after the show, and then, "So Amanda said that, like, So I was like, does he really do that? And so I was going to ask you, is that really true that you saw, when you said that? Is that something you really do? And I was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, he said that it is, that he really does that. Because she was saying, there's no way he does that. I was like, yeah, I think it does. And she was like, no. And I was like, well, let's ask him. So that's why we're asking you. And I'm like, you already fucking asked and you got... Like, let's wrap this shit up.
I know. It's the best.
Jesus.
It's the best. You know, we, I can't talk to this person. Oh. I guess some people are just, there are people that are ideas people, and then there are people who are things people. And they're both necessary to the world's functioning.
Yeah.
You know, they both, everybody has their part in this ecosystem of humans.
Yeah.
But I guess like the things people, I can't have those conversations. Right. I can't fucking hear about mini blinds. I can't fucking hear about the portions at the restaurant.
Me. It's what killed me at day jobs.
Oh, yeah,
when
bro.
You have a day job. It's basically like 15 of those a day from 15 people that you don't want to talk to.
Yeah. It's small talk. I think it's small talk.
And just to be civil, because you're a decent human being, you engage because the person works with you. So you're like, hey, Melissa, you know, how was your weekend?
Well, I took Todd to the, there was a fair, and they had all the pineapples that you'd ever want to wrap your brain around. And we tried them all. They weren't as good, but then we went to...
Some were juicy and some weren't so juicy and some were rotten. I'll put them on the stick. I like to eat the pineapple on a stick.
You know the Diamond Bar has good El Salvadorian food?
You're like, did you hear that?
Yeah. That was a fart?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought you actually like moved something. Something slid.
Was that impressive? Or?
It was pretty good. Yeah. By the way, we haven't talked about it enough because we should talk about it all the time. If you haven't been watching... How to Be a Grown-Up on True TV.
Oh, shit.
It's the dog's tits. I mean, it's really, really fucking funny, man.
Mm-hmm. And, you know what you got away with saying this last episode?
What?
You go, if you don't like that, then fuck your mother.
Go fuck
your mother. You said that on True TV.
Isn't that incredible?
And then I said, as my grandma said, the best cure for old dick is new dick. And then I talked about banging Puerto Rican. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and they completely, you know...
They aired it.
They aired it. They didn't even bleep yours.
No.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea they were going to allow that.
All new. Let's see. Thursday, 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. Thursdays on True TV. I'm looking at our faces right now.
Oh, yeah?
On the website.
How do I look? Sometimes I look horrible on that show, and sometimes I look good.
Apparently, if you have, I think you have to have the cable that
password.
Would have this.
Yeah, I know.
You can watch. They have 10 episodes on their site.
Do they have the full episodes for Freezy for people to just to watch, or do you have
know.
To have the cable provider's password? That's
see. I'm
the annoying
on one right now.
You know what, the guys? They have clips. They have like bloopers.
Yeah,
and,
they have clips. No,
stuff.
You have to have your login.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sucks. But. You know, we can't give it away for free. But
you gotta
on
get...
the clips page, they have a shitload of clips that are free.
Yeah. So. It's a funny show. There's a lot of good people on it. Greg Fitzsimmons, who's been on our show, is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Is Al Jackson or Nate Jackson? Why can't I remember?
Al
Jackson, who has like the most perfect white teeth.
Yeah. Incredible.
Aaron Foley, who's on That's Deep Bro pretty soon. There's a lot of good stuff.
Did you guys already do one?
Yeah, I just haven't posted it up yet.
How was it?
Awesome. It's fucking rad.
What's your guys' topic?
Feminism. And what is it? And why do people hate it so much? Why is it like the most annoying topic in the world?
What? Yeah.
People like roll their eyes immediately when they hear it.
Yeah, when they're like feminism.
Ugh. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
It's gotten some, you know. I mean, whatever, we talk about it, and she's a lesbian, which I think is really interesting to have from her perspective.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
A whole other way.
No, well, that adds
being
a different
a feminist, yeah,
dynamic to the whole thing.
You know what I mean? Them lesbies, they are scissoring all day long. I don't have time to work. Okay, ladies.
Yeah, let's see. This is a clip from our show. How to Be a Grown-Up. How to Set Up a Friend.
It's fun to be able to set
There's
your friends
Aaron.
Up.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to be happy, but you know, there's rules. For example, I'm setting up my friend Tasha, right? My taste, tall blonde chicks. Her taste, dudes.
Any adult that's hooked There's people Al. Up before and done it the right way knows you need to do it like a blackjack dealer. Just good luck to you guys. Don't call me.
When you're younger, people just like set you up because someone's nice. I got set up with so many nice girls. I was like, ugh, you're no fun. Give me somebody with a bad attitude, you know? I don't want nice. I want somebody that plays rough.
Yeah.
Women. I was pointing go. To myself when he said that. You have to see there's a lot of visual humor happening.
There is. There is. It's a good time, man. We had a good time.
I got to stop letting them curl my hair on that goddamn show.
Oh, look
they,
at you.
They curl it and it looks so stupid. God damn it. You know why? Because they always mash it down for the green screen and then that ruins the fluff of the curl. So why am I curling my hair if somebody's going to mash it down?
Huh.
I know it's not a big thing for you, but for girls, it's annoying.
Well, if this is like your feminism topic... I'm tapping out.
You shut your mouth.
Fucking broads in their curls.
Look at your beard. Your beard has evolved so much on How to Be a Grown Up.
It really has.
It's really funny.
You can tell when we shot it.
Yeah. By the end, the last few episodes.
And anytime you see a
huge
clip and it's thick, it's one of the later days. Let's
and
see.
There's one where we come back from the cruise and we're
this
fat.
Is bonus lessons. What
I feel
is
like
this?
A drill sergeant sometimes.
There's Kira Sultanovich.
You know, I want everyone just to keep their stuff neat. And I get in people's faces. Why are you waiting on my 9 o'clock? Okay, I don't really do that.
It's gonna be a man minivan. A minivan. My minivan. If you have the money, skip the ring, get your wife a championship belt that says, I'm married, bitches.
But I didn't fart during the proposal.
You're right, sweetie. To your credit, you did not fart during the proposal.
That's true.
I'm so proud of you. How did you refrain from farting during that?
I just thought I'd wait until you said yes.
How adorable are we?
We're the best.
Yeah.
God, I just love watching us. Me, 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 me.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm the best on that show.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
Stoops.
These are more girls. Man. Some of these girls can really fart. Jesus.
Oh, whoa.
That felt so good. You can tell.
I know.
Really good.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That was from deep inside.
Deep in your bowels.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, see how she went, ooh. Yeah.
Don't go smelling my farts. Don't go smelling my farts.
God, you really
you
blew
like
me
that?
Away with that one.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we're together and, you know, we'll just...
It's a creative.
Yeah. Something will just out of nowhere.
Yeah. We're artists, guys.
This one, like...
Creative.
You just belted this out and I just loved it.
Woo!
Don't go smelling my farts.
Smell it, no lie. I push so hard that I want you to smell them.
Don't go smelling my farts. You take the weight off of me.
Take a whiff of my pants.
Mm.
Oh.
I gave you my key.
Ooh, I smelled them all day.
My farts.
Sorry,
Spark to the flame. Yeah.
Spark on the flame. Ooh, you know you gotta push it out.
That's really good.
That's Elton John.
You really got me with that one. I mean,
thanks.
As soon as you sang, you know, and like, yeah. I think that's probably like what Elton John or like John Lennon felt like when they hear an instrument and then they go, you know what I mean, or a chord, and they're like, that's a song,
right?
It's like you said, "Don't go smelling my fart," and as soon as you, I was like, where's the rest of the song? You know, I knew it was. Right. It was a hit. I knew right away.
Well, you know, Tom, I agree. Sometimes inspiration hits. Mm-hmm. And it's much like the Mary J. Blige shrimp song. It's a lot like you came up with Get Out of My Dreams.
Yeah.
Get
into my jeans.
Which was genius. Level.
Pull them up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it just inspiration hits.
I know, but it's this not, one is like, man.
I can't take credit, Tom. You understand? I believe in a higher power, and I'm just,
all right.
It's coming through me.
It's coming
me.
Through you. I understand.
It's not
that.
From me. It's from a higher place.
You're just pointing it out, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a really big admission to make, that you're not, you didn't write, don't go smelling my farts.
No.
It was sent to you.
You know, like Michelangelo, it's not as though he carved David out of the marble. It's that the marble revealed David to him.
Yeah.
It's the same way that I write lyrics for these songs. Okay. It's just, it's not me.
Yeah.
Yep. It's God working through me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. I could listen to that. Why is it so funny to just hear farts? Stupid song.
Well, it was, you know.
Something. And that was your piece of genius. Oh, mommy! Oh, no! What happened?
It fell.
Oh, here, put it on you now. Oh. Lord, Lady Grantham, Lady Mary. It finally started again.
So
thank God down mommies are back.
Some of you obviously came to the we had our regular meetup of the SoCal Doubt and Daddies at the same bookstore in Long Beach we always meet at, and we talked about episode 1 of season 5, which was fantastic. You know, it was a great way to start off the new season.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was a strong series premiere.
Makes you realize how hard it is on that show to keep everything going.
It's hard to keep it going and keep it at a level that makes logical sense, because some shows will end up creating supernatural things, or too many people get murdered, or they add, like, the cute young kid character. What do you want? What episode is this?
This is the episode.
This is season.
What worries me is that our government.
How did you get that on the internet?
It's on YouTube.
Everything we stand for.
OMG.
I think we should see what happens before we panic. Where's Edith?
That was Mary. She's very practical.
But it's obviously like a pirated version, you know? It's not like clear.
They were swearing in Mr. Adams' replacement on the school board. It all went off very smoothly.
I thought they might have asked me.
I feel a bit guilty about the school. I have to support it more.
Well, I'm giving away the prizes this year. Come with me. Barrow, can we clear the tea? I'm afraid Lady Edith missed
That's
it.
That's Lady Cora. She doesn't talk funny.
Barrow's Thomas, right?
Yeah, he's a dick.
Yeah, he's the big old stinky dick bag.
I hate Barrows. I wish you'd just get fucking sacked already.
Well, we thought it was about to happen. And then what happened?
Well, we can't
I can't
say.
Give it away. Spoiler alert. But Thomas is a little cunt. Thomas Bayall, right? Cunt.
Now that should have been in season five.
Potter.
Number one.
You're right, cunt.
I wish that somebody would say cunt on Downton Abbey. Wouldn't that be the best?
It would be the best.
Mary, you're right, cunt.
What? And father, she was... I don't know. I don't quite know how to say it, but she was a bit of a cunt.
I love Lady Grantham's my favorite character on that show.
She's a genius.
You know what's so annoying though? Because I've seen her. She's also in the Harry Cooter movies.
Yeah, she's at Hog Tits.
And speaking of tits, the actress that plays her, her tits are so low.
Yeah.
And hangy.
Yeah.
And you
she's in her 70s.
But bro, you know, my nana had huge swingers because we got huge cans in our family.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about buying the right bra. I feel
like... Yeah, but you saw the manners of Downton Abbey where they talked about doing everything by the book. I bet you she showed up shooting day one, her tits were up, and that guy was like, "Your tits are much too high. In this era... nobody's tits would have been that high. They need to be down around your waistline." And they made her reduce her tits.
So you're saying that in Edwardian times, it was customary for ladies of certain age to let their boobs, their slappers, hang low.
I'm sure, as everything with that show, that it's accurate.
But the thing is, they wore corsets. So they did have undergarments to hold in their bosoms. They just wore a corset. So why isn't Lady Grantham wearing a corset?
It's a very good question, and one that we could send in to the show's writers.
We could ask Bernadette Peters.
Hi. From Christina, Gene Ziske asks, why are Lady Grantham's head so low? Can she not pull them up with a better bra?
But Lady Grantham's tits are always soggy. Watch Harry Potter when we watch the movie again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so soggy and low. And there's no reason to be that low. You can buy a bra to hoist them up, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure at Hogwarts they can magically make bras to hold up old lady tits.
Hmm.
Hog tits.
So, by the way.
You get that underwire.
Hmm?
She needs underwire.
On those titties.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a good show, though. I mean, if you guys have never heard it, it's really worth getting into.
Yeah.
This is a little piece of news I've been meaning to address for a while.
Mom, I love you.
There's reports that Donna Goodeau...
P.O.P. all the time.
...was murdered in prison. And people have brought it to our attention for the last month. It came... the story came about a month ago. That she was murdered. But then I picked up another news story, and guess what it said? She is not dead.
Thank God.
P.O.P. all the time.
So I know the big story has been that she was murdered in prison, and there's a lot of that on a bunch of sites saying that she was murdered. But check this other story out. Let me see if I can... actually get this. It says Donna Goodeau is not dead. Earlier, a number of sites reported that Donna Goodeau, the internet sensation, and this site is wonky. Like, I can't even, you know when you try to scroll and it doesn't scroll?
Yeah, it's like... What does that mean?
I don't know, man.
There's viruses all over. There's AIDS all over that website.
Oof.
AIDS.
But it says that she was murdered by another inmate. You know, Twitter and Facebook blew up with it. But later, the people at this site said that they were happy to report that Jason Clark, the director of public information for the Murray Lane unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, has reported and confirmed that Goodeau is in fact alive, although still incarcerated. So she's still alive.
Well, that's good.
Film squad, baby!
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought women's prisons were a little you know, nicer than men's prisons.
Yeah, in your eyes, it's sandals.
It is like a nice resort. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she gets out soon. I hope she can straighten it out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, she's young enough that she could turn her life around, and she needs to stop representing Pimp Squad.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you ever really stop doing that.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
You think it's for life?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, she's it says that she, the woman, Donna Godot, who you know for Holding It Down and Barely and I'm Legally Blind, was stabbed to death. I don't know, you know, I don't know which side of the story to believe, but I like to believe that she is still alive. So
I hope so. Poor Donna. Get out of prison and leave Pimp Squad already. Jeez.
Get out of the Pimp Squad.
Yeah.
Please.
Don't, come on. The crime doesn't pay, guys.
You guys, you got to understand that crime's bad.
Hey, we had a listener email in, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is something more for you than for me.
Okay.
He was asking, how does exercise impact your browns?
Oh, please. I thought we'd addressed this a bunch on this show.
Where's that fucking cop, huh?
That came in today, too. I didn't know if you wanted to hear that.
Yeah. You know, the porn stuff doesn't really tickle me because I feel bad for the people involved.
Did you hear what was being said?
No.
You want to hear it?
All right.
Where's that fucking cop, huh?
You see, you think it's funny, and I hear pain and suffering, and that's why I don't laugh. It sounds horrifying.
All right.
He said, where's that cock?
Yeah.
And then
she goes, in my head.
Yeah. So what part's the funniest? That she's in pain? Or
the whole conversation. I mean, the whole thing is funny.
Yeah. We got into a murder show.
Wait, what were you saying right before that, though?
Oh, I'm sorry.
About taking dumps.
Yes. How does exercise
impact
the brown?
It's insane. To me, I have to really be careful. I mean, cardio is really the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you do a lot of cardio, like if you run, do anything, like play basketball, tennis, and you really get the heart rate going, you're sweating, man, the impact is I always will take more dumps that day, and I always have to watch what I have, what the first thing that I'm eating after that. Like today I went to the gym and I did like 40 minutes of cardio, and I had a shake that I made, you know, with fruit and that, because it's much easier.
Yeah.
On the digestive system.
Yeah.
If I have something rich, you know, afterwards.
Or spicy. Oh, I remember
it's
you.
Immediate.
I remember there was a time where you came back from making fitness and you had like a bowl of spicy seafood pasta.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
You had explosive browns.
Yeah. I mean, and tonight too, like tonight without question. Normally, if we were just going to have dinner tonight, you know, that'd be fine. I could go to the bathroom in the morning.
Yeah.
But because of the running today. Mm. After we eat, about 2-3 hours after we eat, I'm going to definitely have to go. Definitely.
Wow. That's a really neat story.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the blood gets moving. Mm. And I think part of it too is that your digestive, you know, your body is fascinating. It knows that because you did all that work, it's got to push out stuff quicker because other stuff's going to be coming in. So, you know, it's an amazing system.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I actually have the opposite experience that exercise can have an adverse reaction or no reaction for me. Mm. What actually makes me brown, and this is really interesting, is heat. When it's hot outside, like when I get really overheated and hot.
You have to brown?
Yes. And I get diarrhea in the summertime, like those first couple weeks of summer. I just get really hot and I have to shit. You know why? Because I don't like to eat in the summer. I feel nauseous from the heat. And then that makes me have to shit. Isn't that interesting?
Very.
And then cold makes me not brown. I have to be warm to shit.
Very interesting.
I know. It's fascinating.
Hang one second. I got to check one thing.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So here's a clip that I saw over the weekend. I think it was leading up. There's a big UFC fight in Vegas. And this is pretty... it's one of the best here. One of the all-time greatest. never disappoints. It's Steven Seagal, everybody.
There's anybody here who's going to see what I teach you and tell anybody about it?
They can't be there.
So that's Seagal, mm-hmm. and he's, man, it's unbelievable how talented he is. We cover it a lot, you know.
Yeah. He's done a lot.
Yeah.
Very accomplished.
Oh, did this just happen?
What's that, Jeans?
Oh, it looks like John Jones, who won the huge fight over the weekend, tested positive for cocaine. Mm. And wow. And he went and checked into rehab today.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, at least, you know, they can't say it was a real performance enhancing drug, right? It wasn't.
Yeah, come on.
One of those. But come anyways, on. That just I just noticed that right now. So anyways, he beat Daniel Cormier on Saturday night. I don't think this thing has any, obviously, any, you know, will have any implication on that because it's cocaine and he's just knows how to have a good time. It's basically what that means.
Yeah, that's a party drug. That's not like I'm going to win this event kind of a drug, right? Don't they take like HGH to win things or?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
or
helps you.
Some other type. I'm sure coke, being coked up doesn't hurt. Little extra motivation.
Yeah, but this is yeah. I mean,
I've seen The Wolf of Wall Street.
All right. Anyways, it's hard to hear, but Seagal enters the gym here and he sees Cormier, who, like I said, Jones beat, and he's like, "If I'm gonna show you these moves, then and anybody here sees them, and they tell him." So he's like, "These moves are so secret.
Yeah,
these fight moves that like people can't witness them." So Cormier is like, "We need to get people out." He's like, "Nobody can." That's what's being said right there.
Oh my God, he's out of it.
There's anybody here who's gonna see what I teach you and tell anybody about it?
They can't be there.
They can't be here.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Is this a lot of motherfuckers that
I have? We'll thin them out, dude.
Yeah. And I think he just went, "There's a lot of motherfuckers." Like he's, you know, jiving it up for him. That's what it sounded like.
Is this gentleman
black? Yeah.
That's why he's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Is this a lot of my fathers that
happened? We'll thin them out, dude.
Daniel's asked me to show him a couple of things that are unusual. And I will do that. Let's see how it goes. Please turn that off.
What's up?
Yeah. Off. I mean, you know very well what could happen if he does one of those right. It is one of those, right? The game is over. The fight is over. You know that.
No, I'm a good student.
He's a quick study, man. He was learning stuff very nicely and very quickly, and I was impressed. I see you soon. All right, Daniel.
All right.
So everyone who was working out at the gym had to leave, mm-hmm. including top tier, you know, fighters. Cain Velasquez there. He's like, it's nice to meet you, but you got to go. I'm going to show him these secret moves right now.
Wait.
And if he does it, you know, if he lands any of them,
yeah,
we all know what it could. we all know what could happen.
But Steven Seagal knows that he pretend fights in movies, and he doesn't fight in real life, right?
Well, you know, he is very highly skilled at, is it Aikido? One of the martial arts. He actually is really, you know, as high as you can get in that martial art, but like this whole, I know, he's like, I'm going to show him some unusual, like these,
right.
Like there's moves that you haven't even heard. Like that's what,
like Mr. Miyagi kind of stuff.
He's going to show him some wax.
He's
going
to show him
off.
The crane.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to
win
the
tournament. He claimed that when another fighter, Anderson Silva, did some front kick, he was like, I invented that.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. He invented the kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I invented the kick and I...
Yeah,
man, I showed him and he did it. I'm proud of him, but he took my advantage. I developed it for years. He was like, I developed the front kick.
Yeah.
Is mine. He's out of his fucking mind. But in more Seagal related news, this was why this was a blessing in disguise, is that Seagal is being sued right now. This just came out for sexual harassment and sexual trafficking.
Oh boy.
Seagal according to court papers filed last week, let's see here. Last week, Caden Nguyen, with the Vietnamese spelling of Nguyen, you know, N-G-U-Y-N, a 23-year-old former model, has filed a $1 million sex trafficking and harassment claim against Seagal. She was hired, she says she was hired as an assistant, but was used as a sex toy.
Oh, no.
Two other women have provided sworn declarations to assist in the lawsuit. Both women worked for Seagal, but resigned after he made inappropriate sexual advances towards them.
Oh, dear.
Seagal's lawyer characterized the accusations as absurd and says the actor has no knowledge of these women. He continued, the declarations were clearly prepared by Nguyen's lawyer to be leaked to the media to help bolster his client's meritless claims. Seagal used to be married to a model, Kelly LeBrock.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Weird science, Kelly LeBrock.
That was the super hottie from that?
She was like the goddess of the 80s.
Oh, well, okay.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, she was smoking hot.
Yeah.
And she said the accusations are very upsetting. They have three children together. I had no idea he was a father.
I didn't know.
He hasn't really ever mentioned that he has children.
No.
It's weird. He's more interested in other stuff.
Well, it's weird that he has so many, he has expertise knowledge in so many fields, and he has three kids at home to take care of. It's pretty amazing.
Maybe like the Buddha nature that he subscribes
the Buddha,
to.
Buddha. The Buddha
you
nature.
Know, has, you know, taught him how to parent in a different way.
Yeah.
LeBrock said that, revealed that she was constantly raped and abused her whole life.
Oh my gosh, really?
She doesn't say him. She says that her entire life. When asked if she was referring to Seagal, she clarified, I had a life before Steven Seagal and a life after him.
Mm.
This book, I guess she has a book, is not about him, but good or bad, he is a part of my life.
Oh,
but
good.
Being raped your whole life? Jesus.
Yeah, that's terrible. Poor lady.
Dude, I see a picture on this site. It is uncanny how much you look like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
Really? Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
What part is it
Beth Chapman. Hair? Sorry, I didn't want to not give her the right name. Beth Chapman.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
His name, yeah. You're like your hair and your tits. You're a dead ringer for her. Face, I see a little difference. Like
right.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
But
What part is it? Is it my hair color, my nails and stuff?
Yeah, I mean your hair is exactly the same, the style, the color, everything. Your tits are pretty similar too.
What do you think?
She has a bra that Lady Grantham.
That's what I'm saying. Lady Grantham could use a bra like Dog's wife because Beth has huge hooters.
Hey, Dog's wife, could you
help Lady Grantham?
Could you help Lady Grantham? Like, I heard there's a lady. A lady Grantham around here needs a little help with her tits.
Yeah.
Holding her tits up.
I really like Beth on that show, though. I like her personality.
Because she's
awesome.
A fucking spitting image of you. Of course.
Yeah. We're like soul sisters, her and I.
Yeah. You could do stand-in double work. You could,
tit sisters.
Yeah, you could do all the, you know, you could double as her easily.
Cool. Thank you. It's really flattering.
I'm just telling you how it is.
Yeah. Cool. All right. It's whenever you're 42 years old.
Excuse me?
You're 40.
I'm not 42, and I'm really not happy.
Yeah, but people think you are. That's all that matters.
With you, they were like, remember, I was like, she goes, 42?
You led her. You go, 40. Huh? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was you go, one. How old does my wife look? 40.
I said, 40 what?
What a jerk
face.
Goes,
oh, 42.
You're the worst.
We put together the my comedy trio.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I love comedy. Obviously, I mean, it's my chosen path in life.
Yeah.
And I love movies. So you go, what are your three favorite? If you had, we had to do the meat trio of movies for me that are funny, what would they be?
Well, like, let's start with my list for funny movies. I love, I think Ghostbusters is one of the funniest movies.
Mm-hmm.
I
like it too, by the way. I love that movie.
I love the Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh here and there. What? You don't like that one?
I mean, I wouldn't put it on my all-time list, but this is your list.
I like those movies. I like, for comedy, something really... There's an 80s movie I'm not remembering. It's really inappropriate and makes me laugh all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Hold on, let me think about it.
I don't
remember.
Christmas Vacation is pretty big for you.
No, I like European Vacation more.
Oh, okay. Of course you do.
Whatever.
It's got to be European for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there another one you wanted to mention or no?
I can't remember.
European right Vacation, now. Tenenbaums.
No, I like Ghostbusters. I think that's a perfect comedy.
Okay.
Oh, I think Coming to America is a perfect comedy.
That's a great one too. Great one.
And I think, oh no, Idiocracy is a perfect comedy.
That's different. It's that.
That is other level.
Yeah, comedy. That other levels. That's another level.
Well, those
transcends
three movies,
the whole genre.
Idiocracy is probably one of the fun. It's the like funniest.
It's pretty
movie.
Brilliant too.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And I like, I love Old School.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
It's really funny. Now for you, your comedy favorite.
Well,
what
first
are your
of all,
topics?
I would say that I like all those movies a lot. Those are all great comedies. So,
but what really tickles your
well, those
fancy.
Movies really tickle me too. I have, if I was going to be like, here's some really funny stuff you should watch.
Yeah.
Like a good comedy, I would say. Here's a clip. See if you can figure out what movie it is.
So far, the Foley art's great on this. Footsteps, good clip.
I didn't know where it was. I just, you know, looked it up.
Gee, I wonder why we can't guess it already.
I know. It's just really, a bad... It's not my fault.
Really
okay?
Recognizable.
All right.
Here we go. This is where it gets funny. Yeah, I forgot how funny this was. You're really laughing right now. Wait, what are you laughing at exactly?
I didn't realize that it's the funniest scene in the movie.
I'm sorry.
I didn't realize that I lucked out and that I queued up the funniest scene.
Okay.
Oh,
what,
shit.
And what scene is that, Tom?
This is when Henry and his buddy have a couple of hookers in the car.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
So Henry's in the back seat, and he kills the hooker that he's with.
Henry, portrait
of a serial killer.
Serial killer.
This is one of my top three comedies.
Comedies. Yeah.
So this is the funniest scene. So he kills this hooker, and you don't realize that his buddy is in the front seat getting a blowjob from another hooker.
It's really funny already.
The other hooker
set up for
the other hooker
for it.
Looks up and she's like, "What'd you do to my friend?" And she starts to scream.
Yeah,
Henry. Well, Henry's friend grabs her, like, you know, instinctively because she's trying to get away.
Such a red flag.
Well, Henry snaps her neck. Henry snaps her neck, and the friend goes, like, the friend's eyes bug out of his head because he doesn't realize that his friend Henry just breaks necks all the time. So his expression is amazing because he's really just like, he thinks they're just gonna, you know, he doesn't know what's happening, but he's obviously just like, stay here, stop screaming. He's not like, I'll break your neck. So when Henry does it, he's like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Definitely so, one of the hardest I ever laughed in my life.
Yeah, no, I hear it too now. This is what's known as a red flag in the relationship.
No, it's not.
This is one of your flags that I overlook constantly. I just ignore it. I just ignore it. Because I know that enough people listen to our show that if I do turn up missing, Tom Segura murdered her. Everybody knows. Yeah. So it's kind of by making this public knowledge, then I'm safeguarding my own life. Look at you. You can't stop laughing.
Susie!
Ha 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 ha!
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I don't remember how funny the rest of the movie is. I just, for me, I always think about this scene.
Sure.
And I know how funny this scene is.
Sure.
But
sure,
it's almost like, is it a movie that has one funny scene? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I got to watch the whole thing again.
Sure.
But it definitely has the funniest scene in a movie.
Yeah, no, it's just like the scene in Ghostbusters where Rick Moranis with Bill Murray is
guessing
the ESP cards and he gets electrocuted. And
you didn't laugh your ass off when you saw this scene?
No.
Why?
Just I was focused on murder, the part where he kills the girl and the other girl screams in terror and runs away. And like that part bummed me out. It kind of trumped the humor of the scene. A little for me.
I think you're not focused.
Oh, American Psycho, I think, is one of the funniest movies of all time.
It's hilarious.
That movie's really good.
That's intentionally hilarious, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's made.
It's different than Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
But I just said, I don't remember if the whole movie's funny or just the scene.
Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer? You don't remember.
I don't remember if the whole movie is funny.
Yeah.
Or just this scene.
I think it's just that scene. It might just be that scene. Yeah.
See, I forget how funny it gets. Right, right now he's dragging bodies out of the car. Let's see.
Otis.
Otis is his friend.
Here, I'll drive.
And Otis is like, Jesus, I just had a kid in a BJ. You didn't have to break her neck. You know?
Mm-hmm. When Patrick Bateman puts the girl's body in a Versace bag, and then the other yuppie's like, oh, is that bag Versace?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
What's
going to
happen when they find those bodies?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Just what I said, Otis, nothing. Mm. Nothing's going to happen because nothing happened. And I don't know nothing about it, whatever it is. Do you?
Hey, I don't know nothing.
Good.
Oh, fuck.
So, the juxtaposition of Patrick Bateman savagely murdering somebody and then dumping them in like a designer bag, and then another yuppie sees the bag and gets jealous.
Mm-hmm.
That's the funny part. That's how they make murder funny in that movie. I don't know, in Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, if it's a similar mechanism there, you know, or...
Here's another funny movie.
Yeah.
Let's see. I didn't beat him. Yeah, I whipped him. I don't pick up high heels, coal shovels, and beat my children.
People changes.
Now you know what it is.
Well, Stevie.
It's Stevie.
Stevie, yeah, some parts are darkly funny, though.
He drinks.
Yeah.
And he does marijuana.
I do like this one.
She ripped my ring out of my ear, and I had to go to the hospital and have stitches over that. And and I asked her that one time, I said, you ever been hit by a guy? She said, no. I said, well, now you have. I'm not like these other men that you can run over and just push around. I said, I'm myself, but I've got a temper. I can control it.
Man.
There's funny stuff throughout that movie.
Yeah.
You know?
There are some
people
good
gets mad. They get over it. You know, they realize stuff later on down the road.
He's kind of a philosopher.
He's
right?
Yeah. He should be on my show, and that's Deep Raw.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you say that he has a lot of philosophies?
Yeah. People changes.
Yeah.
You know, they call me Snake.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
No, it's retarded.
We learn.
When you walk up to a rattlesnake, do you stand there?
This is
or do you run like hell?
Huh.
And take a chance of getting bit or not?
Buddha.
That's like, do I take a chance letting people in or take a chance of getting stabbed in the back again?
That's deep.
That's very deep.
That's actually pretty profound that he made that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Yep. So there's funny stuff throughout that movie.
It's another laugh at LOL kind of comedy.
Yeah. But then I guess probably the funniest
LOL.
Movie of all time. Let's see.
Did you, with Johnny Grasso and Ronald Farber?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you do?
I touched them.
Okay.
What do you mean exactly touched?
Oh, boy.
I fondled them.
Okay.
What for?
Oh, boy.
I couldn't help myself.
What else?
I unzipped myself.
Okay.
You mean masturbated?
No.
Then what?
Made love.
Yeah, it's hilarious so far.
Do you mean?
It's not the funniest scene.
God, I hate this movie.
I fucked them.
Okay. Well.
What was it like?
It was. It was great.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
Whew, that is funny. I can't stop laughing.
I just didn't. I didn't pull up a funny clip.
Yeah. Well, do you want to tell them what movie that is? Your favorite?
Yeah, it's Happiness.
Yeah, ironically named, huh?
Yeah, that's a really funny movie, though. That really is a really funny movie.
Parts are entertaining and funny, and then that part's not so funny.
No, that's not the funny part. I just typed in Happiness, and I got that clip, but it's from a greater funny movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when he's talking to the kid's dad about him?
No, I blocked this out. I saw this in the theaters in the 90s, and I wanted to block it out as soon as I got out of the theater. Hmm. Yeah, I didn't really respond to this film positively, you know. Didn't really do it for me.
That's a funny movie. Hmm. Oh, yeah, you can watch it on YouTube for $2.99.
Okay, well, if you guys want nightmares, go ahead and watch Tom's three classic comedies.
In Happiness, he goes... He's with the real roughneck dad, and he's like, I think my son's gay. And he's like, you know, I don't know if I should send him to camp or just kick the shit out of him or something. And the guy goes, he's 11. And the guy goes, yeah, you're right. It's too late.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. And remember Philip Seymour Hoffman's brilliant in it.
I remember him masturbating and, like, crying.
Yeah, and then he would put his cum on the back of, like, photos or postcards and stick them on the wall.
Yeah. That is funny. That's a good comedy. Oh, man. Well, people are still listening to this. pick up Tom's neat movie trio. As I mentioned, my three top comedy picks would be Idiocracy, Coming to America, and Ghostbusters. My husband's are Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, Stevie, and Happiness.
Yeah.
So, you know... You decide. It's your life.
Let me see if this one's better.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here's the movie.
I can't listen to this movie.
I know who you are, and you are nothing. You think you are fucking something, but you are fucking nothing. You are empty. You are a zero. You are a black hole, and I'm going to fuck you so bad you're going to be coming out of your ears.
Rest in peace.
Do you think he's proudest of this one?
Maybe.
Data resources.
Who are you?
Ah, yeah, I should call him back. It's such a great movie.
Yeah.
I can't believe you don't like Happiness.
Andy, are you okay?
Yeah, sure, I'm fine.
Okay, there's the first quote in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Subtly savage, evilly funny. That's the quote from the New York Times.
Evilly. Well, I don't agree with the New York Times.
Okay, but I'm just saying that, like, I'm not the only
Jersey Dan. But that's just because they don't get it. I'm living in a state of irony.
I would say that I might make one edit to my trio.
Go ahead.
Maybe just watch the scene from Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer on YouTube.
Why don't we put it on the website? Why don't you email it to me and I'll make sure that it's up. And then, you know, they can decide for themselves how funny.
Okay.
How funny it all is, you know?
Yeah.
True. I hope you tell your therapist about these films. Do you mention it to her?
I haven't.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time.
You think it's time for real?
I don't know. Just saying, it's one of those things.
Do you think you know Jamaicans well?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, we have cities. We don't just have beaches. Yeah. Teas. And we don't always say man, obviously, because we're not saying it right now. And we speak English. Seriously? Seriously, we don't say man. So when I hear like them on TV saying, yeah man, this man, that, I'm like, kinda what
irritating.
You're like, what? I know they're supposed to be Jamaican because they're saying man, but seriously, do a better job at it. Don't say man.
Stop
just
it.
Try and catch the accent.
Leave it.
It's annoying.
I know, but that's just the stereotype, and they're trying to play out the stereotype.
How cute are those
they're
two girls?
Adorable. Adorable girls.
I could listen to them talk about stuff all day.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Oh, come on, but don't say man. We don't say man.
Very pretty.
Man. Very pretty, yes. Very yeah. pretty.
They have nose rings.
Yeah, they're super cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're super looking in the flip thing. They're mm-hmm. looking at themselves the whole time.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is so funny.
Yeah.
Which is hard not to.
When your own image is up there?
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm really cool. I look amazing. Hello. Hello, fatty. There's this what?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's this ice cream truck that rolls through our neighborhood every day.
Yeah.
And every day it goes, hello, like that. And
hello,
it makes me
fat
laugh.
Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always say that. It makes me giggle every day in my life.
It's great.
Hello, fatty. You want some ice cream, fat ass?
You want some ice cream, you fat asshole? Hello.
We had Cinnabons. We made Cinnabons. We got a Trader Joe's one, and we got a one from the grocery store.
I got to say that the... hold on. Let me do this real quick,
yeah,
and then
okay.
we'll be back.
All right.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know what I found, because I think you may have heard of this. I think I was telling you that people on Twitter were giving credit to...
People changes.
People changes. To Kanye for breaking Paul McCartney.
Oh my god! I wanted to kill myself when I saw that.
Yeah. So the story goes.
I hate this generation so much. God.
I guess he has a new song with McCartney.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the song, but I guess he has a new song and people are digging it. And then people are like, "Hey, man, this is what I love about Kanye is that he shines light on like unknown."
Yeah. It's amazing. From the Beatles.
Somebody wrote, "Kanye has a great ear for talent. This Paul McCartney dude is going to be huge."
amazing.
Who the fuck is Paul McCartney?
Cool.
This is why I love Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Shining the light on unknown artists.
Mm, okay. This generation's doomed, by the way, and it's not their fault. Doomed.
Yeah.
We're devolving. Devolution.
What is the song, though? That's what I was kind of wondering.
I don't know, man. I can't believe Paul McCartney would lower himself to do a fucking song with Kanye West.
Why?
I don't know. I just think he's so arrogant, Kanye. I don't like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not even the music. I actually like his music.
He is a really talented musician, though. He really is.
Yeah.
I love this, though. I want to see Anyways, you know what it got me thinking of?
What's that?
I forgot that the wonderful guys, Ghost Crew, when we had our debate, our Biggie Smalls, Beatles, they made a song.
Oh, good.
I forgot that it was, again, in my phone. So see if I can cue that up here.
Well, it's a good thing we got these new iPhones.
Mm-hmm. Why is that not?
It's weird.
I know.
It's like that chord's loose, huh?
It's yeah, something like that.
Huh.
The
chord is loose, huh?
Huh.
This fucking debate, it's not a real debate, guys.
It's 100% real debate.
Money, 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 pussy, money. That's all that, guys.
You know what time it is. And if you don't know, now you know.
Big words.
This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from and called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. To all my peoples in the club, you know what I'm saying? It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Theo's in this song too?
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was really amazing, actually.
Speaking of,
that was good.
It's fantastic.
Jesus.
Those guys are so talented. Ghost Crew.
Dick.
It's a new year. I hope we get some new submissions. New music submissions.
Yeah, mommies.
How about some, if you guys are out there and you want to hear your instrumentals or your songs on the show, please, by all means, send them in. yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
What do you think?
Yeah, we need some more music. Man.
Yeah, man.
It's getting there.
All right. Well, it's... It's time to go.
You all right there? What's going on?
I got to get something to eat.
Me too. I'm starving, Marvin. What are we going to have tonight?
We're going to have meats.
Yeah, steak.
I
like that.
Yeah?
I like that. Oh, you know what? I got to read this email. This came in from a mommy. Hold on. This just made me giggle. This is so silly. Okay. First of all, this is amazing. We just got an email as we're doing this show, and the subject, it says, double dick dude.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me laugh so hard when people fucking... Okay, this is great. This is from Jacob. He writes, 272, Garth's hometown. What's up, mommies? I'm a resident of Yukon, Oklahoma, Garth Brooks' hometown. We have signs on our main street, Route 66, that say home of Garth Brooks. And even here, nobody knows what the fuck is up with him or really even cares. And I like that. We don't praise him. We don't praise him like some might believe. Keep those jeans high and tight. So that's interesting. This guy from his hometown is like,
I like that.
I like that. Nobody gives a shit about you, Garth.
I like that.
So stupid.
Such a dummy.
You know what? And I don't think he's really the one doing his Twitter feed, because I follow him and it's all like, you need tickets? Call this number. I'm sorry, I'll get you tickets. And you're like, you're not really.
No, you're not doing that. G, you're not doing that, G, are you? Well, love G.
Love G. Yeah, he does. Love G.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Jeans, please, yourmomshousepodcast.com. And a big, big shout out to everybody that came in Austin. I need you SoCal moms, the 21st. Please come out to my Irvine show. It's a big show for me. And very soon I'll be in Indy and Louisville. TomSegura.com for
and
those
then
tickets.
I'll be in Indy a month after Buns. Don't forget. Come to see me in the same club, Morty's Comedy Joint. Morty's Comedy Club or Morty's Joint?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm there February 19th through 21st. So come see Tom and then come back and see me. Bang, bang.
There you go. Keep it jeansy.
Keep it jeans.
Bye, jeans.
Love you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, 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 oh my gosh. Oh, 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 oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.